Bosnia-Herzegovina. Following the breakup of Yugoslavia, conflict between Muslim Bosniaks, Orthodox Serbs and Catholic Croats began in 1992. The ethnic bloodshed ended 3 years later, after the Dayton Accords were signed. The Balkan nation has since been governed by arguably the world's most complex political system. A council of three presidents, a Bosniak, a Croat and Serb, rotating the government's chairmanship to preserve the status quo. Part of the 1995 agreement to promote peace and stability was the establishment of the Office of the High Representative. But 27 years later, the agreement has been heavily criticised as it's proven ineffective in reducing the ethnic divisions of the past.
I'm Asad Beg in Sarajevo. Some 3.3 million in Bosnia-Herzegovina headed to the polls last week to choose lawmakers at a regional and national level, as well as three members of the Presidential Council. But on the very night of the election, after polls closed, the country's peace overseer, High Representative Christian Schmidt, announced changes to the election law. Schmidt says the changes will create a more effective government working between the country's two entities, Republic Srpska of predominantly Bosnian Serbs and the Federation of Bosnia-Herzegovina of mainly Bosniaks and Bosnian Croats. But many argue change for the better is unlikely. Let's find out what this means for the country as High Representative for Bosnia-Herzegovina Christian Schmidt talks to Al Jazeera. High Representative for Bosnia and Herzegovina, Christian Schmidt, thank you for joining us on Talk to Al Jazeera.
Okay.
You chose the night of the elections to use your powers, also known as the bond powers, that allow you to make changes to the law. You changed the number of representatives to the upper house, known as the House of Peoples, how they are chosen, and gave a deadline for forming a government. Why did you choose the night of the elections to make that announcement?
This is very simple. I did not want to interfere in the electoral process, the decision of the electorate, of the people, on the one side, and I did not want to give the impression that I would go to corriger la fortune, knowing the electoral results or the first information about them, and to adapt any decision. I have made this decision on Sunday morning and signed this decision, prepared for a lot, and so this was to publish it after the closing of the polling stations.
We have members of the European Parliament objecting to your announcement, saying things like it's overshadowed by the use of your power, the elections have been overshadowed. Several European observers saying it was a slap in the face of voters, that it shows great disrespect for the citizens of this country who voted, that it caters to Croat ethno-nationalists, the HDZ, and their sister party in Croatia. How do you respond to these comments?
What childbirth? Where we are, we have to see that the Federation of Bosnia-Herzegovina lacks since 4 years, I repeat, since 4 years, a presidency, a government, and in short time, a court. And I shall do nothing? And whom I refuse very drastically this unacceptable accusation to me, I would have anything done which would affect the voters' decision. What I'm doing is not referring the counting of the vote, but how to make use out of it. What is an election and the will of the people and members of European parliaments? And I have been member of a parliament for 30 years, so I know very well about what I'm talking, and I do not need any suggestion about what to do and how to behave in this. I'm basically democratic, and what did I? I did just help, and what I'm doing, that the will of the voter will be posed and put into reality. That's it.
But not everybody agrees with you. The European Union seemed to distance itself from your decision, said that the powers should be used as a last resort, and the decision was made by you alone.
Was this really
a last resort?
4 years, no government, and you need no last resort?
Why the European Union distancing themselves from you?
Ask the European Union.
Did you make this decision alone?
This is my decision. I had some cooperation consultation, but this is my decision. That's my job. I'm appointed here to look on the Dayton Agreement and to make it working. So this is what I'm doing.
Do you think that the decisions, that the changes that you have brought to that announced, do you think it will make it work, looking at the reaction?
I hope so. But this does not depend on the reactions of anywhere in the world. This depend on the people here and on the decision makers here. If I would just be here and having and seeing a functioning state, I think I would better go the next day because they need nothing. If there's a situation where the people have no confidence in the voting and in the results, don't forget you're here in a country where corruption and nepotism is not a theoretical issue. That we have to give back people confidence. And I may tell you, beyond all political and official statements, and I'm prepared to discuss with all my colleagues in European parliaments, I have to hide nothing. But I have to say, I only know, if we want to make things better here, like Chaumonix said, I don't know exactly whether it works better when it changes, but I only know I have to change to make it working better.
Talking about that cooperation, there's also claims questioning your impartiality, that you've handed out a favour to your party's Christian Social Union sister party by imposing these changes. Last year, the Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković attended a gathering of your party in Germany, where he specifically praised you, said that you have great international experience, but he looked forward...
Thank you. I think I have great international experience.
But he also said that he looked forward to cooperating with you to ensure reform of electoral legislation in Bosnia. Do you consider yourself impartial?
Absolutely.
And how about your relationship to your sister party in Croatia?
May I tell you and ask you, do you know which sister party's CSU has as well in Bosnia-Herzegovina? SDA. Which sister party it has in Republika Srpska? PNP. Which party has a contact in the in Serbia? Vucic party. So...
Did their leaders come to your party's gathering in Germany and praise you?
Yes.
And said that they want to cooperate with you? Because you talk about cooperation. Who did you cooperate with to make this decision?
With me, with myself.
So can you explain to our international audience, did you have any cooperation with Croatia?
I do not understand. Shall I not cooperate with the people around here in this region? Shall I not? I have been as well in Budapest, in Belgrade, in Slovenia, anywhere, because they know one. If this here, the territorial integrity of this country, is put in question, and don't forget that we have sometimes Mr. Putin being interested in this region, that it would be indeed a challenge. Somebody said to me, we can talk about dissolution, but there is no peaceful dissolution in this region. So this is about severe issues. And so I have, like all the others, to talk with everybody. This does not in any way show that I would not make my decision on myself. Believe me, I'm old enough that I'm aware that I have to make my decisions. I stand for the decisions. And the importance is what ends, in which direction, hopefully, was a success.
Okay, can you explain to our international audience? You said that you cooperate, you've spoken to different people, that if you coordinated with Zagreb, if we have officials from Zagreb celebrating these changes and saying that they are responsible for them.
They are wrong.
You didn't coordinate with them. Why are they celebrating these changes?
Ask them this. I make my decisions.
Did you speak with officials in Zagreb? before you made this decision?
What means before you made that last year? Sorry,
I think we're talking about
the decision, and you are not interrogating me where I'm traveling. Where I'm traveling everywhere.
This is not about traveling. This is about coordination. These are the allegations that are being made against you.
Allegation?
Yes, but by people within this country are saying that you are not impartial. That this decision favors a certain particular group, Croat ethno-nationalists, and I'm asking you if there was coordination with Zagreb.
I have to say very clearly, my friend, you cannot ask me whether there's a coordination and then comment this would be an order from this side. I have talked to everybody. To be very clear, this is my decision. You can discuss about my decision, but please on another level.
Do you think this decision will matter considering the already deep divisions inside this country, or will it lead to a crisis? Because there's also that fear.
But let's come back to the issue. Dodik has just been last year to go out of this country. No problem? It's a problem. In the Croat caucus, there's a tendency of some extremists to talk about a third entity. Totally impossible. We will go against this. As well, there are some complaints in the Bosniak community. The children in this country, up to now, have different curricula about history. This is the issue. 80% of the young people in this country are leaving. What are we doing? Nepotism, corruption. That's the issue. And sometimes I think some of those who are just asking whether I have met Mr. Plenkovic or Mr. Milanovic or Mr. Vucic. I did not meet Mr. Dodik to be open because he refused to meet. I know him very well. This is not the question. The question is, will this country survive in a good way and come to European integration, yes or no? This is sorry because I thought I have to correct a little bit the intention of your question.
No, my intention of the question is to get to the truth. Yeah. You mentioned Dodik. You as the High Representative, have the power to remove him. He has made those comments.
Is your suggestion that I should remove him?
No, I'm saying that you have the power to remove him. I can't suggest anything.
Yeah.
You have the power to remove him, yet you have the power because of the Dayton agreements. Yeah. Why didn't you? Or why don't you?
Does this help?
You chose not to. You chose to make these changes, these specific changes. If someone is making comments about separating from Bosnia and Herzegovina, you see that as a problem.
Yeah. And I did several statements and positions and legislation to avoid that Mr. Dodik continues in separation. Maybe we have just got a court decision which absolutely supports my decision not to see, for example, state property being handed to the Republika Srpska, because this is a state-level issue. So a lot of details are to be worked. And I prefer that the voters decide whether they want to have somebody yes or no.
The current authorization for the EU Multinational Stabilization Force expires in November this year. Now, previously, Russia has threatened to withdraw its support. What happens if they do?
I do not see that the international community will give up the presence in Bosnia-Herzegovina, because people want to see a stabilization there. They are in fear of being forgotten. So I intensely supporting those who want to have which international presence ever. I've heard that the American Secretary of State some month ago referred to the possibility, if not UFO Altea, to have NATO. I see this could be drawn out of the Dayton Agreement, Annex 1A.
Do you have NATO here?
I have not a NATO head. But NATO is here. and NATO cares for this country. As so far, this is your fault here. You ask me, what will happen if the Security Council, there will be a veto? So the question is, are there alternatives? How they are arranged? Yes, I think there are alternatives, and I refer to the Secretary of State of the United States of America.
The election took place amidst a backdrop of Russian influence in Republika Srpska. Milorad Dodik has visited Moscow. He supported the war in Ukraine. He's met Vladimir Putin. What do you make of the Russian influence, and can it be countered? Because we've spoken to NATO officials who say that it runs deep in Republika Srpska, that Russian influence. Can that be countered?
There are some hints that there is indeed such an influence. I see this not very, visible. But one has to make clear that this is not a place for games. So I think security should be delivered with Euphoria. And other area is an international question which should not and cannot be only answered here in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Back to those changes that you've announced. What happens if a government isn't formed, if they don't manage to have an agreement? You gave a 30-day deadline. What happens?
Yeah, then at the end, next 30 days, the number necessary to present a candidate in the different party, ethnic caucuses, goes down to 7 and then goes down to 4. So this will be a possibility if the majority fails to find with the minority a government. So I'm pretty convinced that this will work out.
And what kind of feedback have you had from within, inside the country, to your announcement from the different parties?
I talked to all the key different parties, and maybe you are surprised. They all basically agreed.
No objections at all?
Some, I would say, if in this country are no objections, you are wrong. But basically, what will you argue against a situation that there is nothing going on, everything is blocked? By the way, blocked by several parties, especially by one, which I go for a harsh deblocking. And so I think there's a lot of support for this.
There's also questions about why these changes were made specifically for the Federation of Bosnia.
This is a simple question and a simple answer, because this kind of blockade did not take place in the Republika Srpska. There is a government, there is quite another structure, yes. And in the Federation, it has been on the state level, we have seen this strange blockade given by Mr. Dodik as member of the state presidency. He will no longer be member of the state presidency. So I think this is a new turn, and I expect that the cooperation will improve.
But the new member elected is a member of his party. He's put her forward.
I have not voted for it, but she is indeed, you are absolutely right.
So those problems will still persist?
The potential problem persists here. To answer the question which you not have posed, why do you not have changed? Simply because this is the Dayton Constitution, and I'm here to protect the Dayton Constitution, but not to change the Dayton Constitution. This has to be done at the Parliament. Like all the other human rights issues, which I support fully, it's impossible that a Jewish person which does not refer to be a Croat, Bosniak, or Serb, cannot run for the presidency of this country. That's impossible. Then 12 years with a court ruling of the European Court of Human Rights, and it has not yet been implemented. But I feel and see that there's a lot of the people you ask me how is the reaction, they want to go on, do more. And I have to say, I cannot do this, because I think this is to the parliament, and somehow I think we have to give it more to the people.
When you say this is to the parliament, there's also been some people saying that the decisions that you have taken will lead to overrepresentation of certain groups, like the Croats.
How? I haven't changed anything, nor the only thing I've increased proportionally to everybody. It was everybody, every three caucuses were 17, now it's 23. The only thing is I have done more for the so-called others. They are now 11, they have been 7. So that's it.
And will you guarantee representation for the others?
Yes. The problem is that we are not allowed to implement the understanding that this country consists out of more than three constituent people, especially the other so-called others, which are minorities and others, because court, constitutional court, which I respect, and the others, has decided that first Sejdich Finci has to implement it on state level. And there we are again. Since 14 years, there are negotiations in this country facilitated by European Union, United States, and so on. And the result is 0.0.0. So I think we have to, my feeling is, if we would not succeed in getting the state level changed, we have somehow to give it to the people. To give it to the people, what does this mean? Some are asking for having Dayton too. You cannot go on a U.S. Air Force base, sit for 3 weeks and create a new constitution for this country. This country has to make the constitution itself.
You say that we can't have a Dayton too.
We should not have
a Dayton. We should not have a Dayton too. But isn't something like that required to make fundamental change in this country? Wasn't Dayton supposed to be temporary?
Absolutely. Dayton was a politically, constitutionally qualified ceasefire. And it worked for now 30 years, 27 years. But in all our understanding of European integration and of human rights, the people themselves have to decide. Tell me, which country gets a conference out of the country with people from other countries, including, for example, Serbia, Croatia, and others, deciding about this? I think we have definitely to give it to the people. How could this work if we just taking caretakers for this country? These are educated adult people with, unfortunately, a situation where the political class is beyond some very reasonable politicians, I have to say. This is not to everybody, but there's unfortunately a problem in the preparedness to act on behalf of the people. Some are only acting on behalf of their entity, of their people, constituent people of their ethnic group, and we are lacking a little of composition of the joint interests. And though you're coming to the key problem here, youth are set as leaving to 80%. Why? They are well skilled. They should have options, and they have, some of them have options. But they are feeling that in this country, corruption is so strong, or clientelism, that if they just want to get an independent job, merit-based, they see a problem. So we have to change this And we have to come to a joint historical understanding of the past. Here, unfortunately, the country is, or the political scenery in this country is dominated by an actual historical relation which is not helpful. The idea that we are the better ones and we will dominate the other ones has led to a disaster in this country. This is the real message, not the question whether my deblocking instruments are saving the country. They will help, I'm pretty convinced, but they will not answer the basic questions.
Time will tell. Thank you, High Representative Christian Schmidt, for talking to Al Jazeera.
Thank you.